When the Pentagon released its list yesterday of 180 military installations it wants to shut down, it sent shockwaves through many communities. The news hit hard in South Dakota, which may take the biggest hit if the plan is implemented. The Defense Department wants to close Ellsworth Air Force Base, a huge economic presence in a state struggling to attract new businesses. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Radio has this report.
At Ellsworth Air Force Base, Angelique's Military Embroidery and Sewing is the place to go to get a new set of stripes sewn onto your uniform. The shop is just a stone's throw away from the main entrance of the sprawling base, just outside Rapid City, South Dakota. Inside this tiny store, racks and racks of dress blue and camouflage uniforms are lined up in tight rows, and the walls are adorned with military medals and patches. The news that Ellsworth is on the base closure list has shop owner Beverly Mills understandably concerned.
And we've been here 20 years, and we do cater to the Air Force Base quite a bit, and we get about 98% of our business from the Air Force Base. So this pending closure would be devastating to us and other businesses also. It's a nervous situation to be in, because you get so lax, and then all of a sudden it's going to be pulled from under your feet, and you think, oh my gosh, you know.
Mills' concerns are shared by many in this tight-knit Northern Plains community. Base personnel are part of just about every facet of life here. Military kids fill local schools, volunteer organizations have come to rely on the help and donations from Ellsworth personnel, and it's common here to see uniformed crewmen in public. The population of Ellsworth alone accounts for more than 10% of Rapid City, the state's second largest town. The base provides nearly 7,000 military-related jobs. And all of those jobs are here to support this. The B-1 bomber. A B-1 roars over a cattle pasture adjacent to the airbase runway. Locals argue that these desolate and relatively unpopulated hills and badlands are a perfect place for jets like this to practice maneuvers. Ellsworth is currently one of two installations in the country to house B-1s. Military officials say the airplane accounted for 40% of all bombs dropped on Iraq and Afghanistan. Under the Pentagon's plan, these B-1s will be transferred to Dyess Air Base in Texas. If the nationwide realignment process goes through, Oklahoma, Florida, and Texas are among the states set to gain military personnel, while Maine, Alaska, and the Dakotas are among those that will lose. South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds says the military may be overlooking the economic impact of base shutdowns on rural states.
On an economic side, I can tell you that we have a real tough time understanding why any state would be expected to lose its second largest employer.
In an effort to avoid losing this base, the community has spent more than $12 million over the past decade for lobbying the Pentagon and reducing urban sprawl crowding the runway. Ellsworth's residents hope that this possible closure could open up new opportunities, which has been the case in other communities. Jane Murphy is part of a citizens group called Democracy in Action.
As difficult as the potential closing of Ellsworth Air Force Base will be on the families and businesses in the Black Hills area, it also offers an opportunity for the political and economic energy that's been spent on maintaining and protecting Ellsworth to be redirected into something positive and more progressive.
As South Dakotans struggle to search for a silver lining in the potential loss of thousands of jobs, state politicians vow to fight to save Ellsworth before the closure plan is finalized in September. But they concede it will be an uphill battle. Historically, only about 15% of the bases slated by the Pentagon for shutdown survived the closure process. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.